This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. Dr. Chris Pearson is the founder and CEO of one of the coolest cybersecurity companies, BlackCloak.io. It's Black Cloak. Dr. Pearson, welcome to the hot seat today.
Hey, it's great to be here with you, Gary. I appreciate it.
Now, you do something amazing, digital executive protection. Can you tell us how you do it and how's it going? There's athletes, politicians. There's so many people, very high net worth individuals and executives that really are targeted from their home to their cell phone to where they traveled, everything they do on the internet. Are you helping them out?
We are. I mean, this has been the great unsolved thing out there. When I was a chief information security officer, it was one of those things that was I could protect the executive in the four walls of the company. I could protect them on their devices. I could protect them on the network, their email. I could even protect that device, that laptop, when it was remote. And right. And then, of course, COVID happened and everything really became remote. But what I could not do, what was not humanly possible, was I couldn't protect them in their personal life or their families in their personal life, where those threats remain, where they're actually targeted, and where there's really the soft underbelly of the corporate infrastructure, corporate network. If you can go ahead and target an executive, their family, their network in their personal life and get in that way, either get hold of corporate intellectual property or materials or documents, or go ahead and extort the individual or steal things in their personal life or do other financial harm and damage there, you could go ahead and affect the company directly, right? A breach directly through loss of intellectual property or indirectly just through reputational loss and other risks. And it became one of those things that was really, really hard to solve. So much so that we had to start an entire company to tackle it so that you can provide that digital executive protection in the personal life for the executive and cover off things. You ask, how do we do it? I mean, we cover four things. It's got to be holistic. One point solution doesn't do anything. It's got to be holistic. You have to go ahead and cover their privacy, which means remove their personal information, grab their deep web, dark web information, and actually harden their personal devices. You have to protect their devices, literally endpoint protection on every single one of their devices. This is not like an account solution. You got to protect every single device and every single account and all of those things in between in terms of monitoring, reaction, protection. You have to go ahead and protect the home, literally hack the home, scan the home, pen test the homes that they have to make sure that their network, their personal network is safe and secure. And you have to have that bespoke quality to yourself. You have to have that team behind the scenes backing the CISO so that they have peace of mind, so they don't get the questions about the personal items. That's really what it's all about.
I've never heard of a company doing this. It seems like really green fields. Most CISOs are very, very busy dealing with a lot of stuff since post-COVID, as you said, just figuring out how to survive their IAM, identity and access management dilemma, and you know, stretching their VPNs to the limit now that most of the people are working from home. There's so many headaches, but they don't usually stretch into the, hey, we've got you know a Nest device that's hackable or a wireless router and things like that. So you're really taking it to the next level.
Yeah, and you know what? What's exciting is that they actually get, right? The CISO and their team get all the incoming from that. Hey, is my Alexa device okay? Is my Ring camera okay? Hey, are the Sonos speakers okay? How do I know? What do I do? They're the ones getting all the questions about their personal life accounts, and that's coming into the team. But really, at the end of the day, church and state have to be separate, right? You can't use individuals at the company for the personal benefit of the executive. You have to go ahead and have that shim. You have to have it go ahead and have that church and state be separated, still reduce the risk, still control and mitigate the risk, but do so through others. So number one, it's solved. It's all about execution and solving it. Number two, so it doesn't come back into you, the company, as a burden to you or your team. And number three, so you don't receive any of that information. So you don't have any of those reporting obligations and guidelines. It's one of those things where, you know, it is green space. It is absolute green space, and it's the future. Digital executive protection is absolutely the future in terms of really making quantifiable risk reductions for the company, for the business.
are you not only hardening, but you're watching on a regular basis for the kinds of threats and exploits that are going after these executives?
Absolutely. You can't go ahead and just issue a report. You can't go ahead and just do a single point solution. Everything you do and everything Black Cloak does has to be full-blown security, protection, monitoring, reaction, response, all built into a unique platform, built from the ground up for exclusively this purpose, only for this audience, C-suite, ELT team, senior leadership team, board of directors. So you have to actually build everything in that you're going to need so you can solution, react, respond, and you have to have the bodies behind it. You have to have that 24/7, 365 security operations center there because, look, at the end of the day, the executives are going to demand such, and you have to be able to deliver such. And that's really where the peace of mind comes in, back to the CISO and back to their organization, that they know that we've got it. They know that the Black Cloak team has it.
Can you share some of the kinds of Swiss cheese holes that you're discovering? Are there, you know, default passwords on wireless routers, or are some of them actually flashable by malware that you're defending against, or, you know, the Nest device needed a patch, or the Ring device was being remotely eavesdropped? What kind of things are you finding?
Yeah, I'll give you an example from each category. It only seems fair. So like within the privacy world, we actually have the home IP, the home internet protocol address for the executives 40% of the time. We're grabbing it from the data broker websites. So all of those people, and on average, we're removing some 600 profiles. Are the executives usually have 2 to 3 homes? And so we're removing about 600 profiles per executive coming down from the web on the privacy side. On the devices side, it is really messy. About 39% of our executives are compromised, 27% actual malware on the devices. So just wide open field. In terms of IoT, which you asked about, and things inside the home, their equipment, a lot of them are using, they're using Palo Alto's, they're using Cisco Meraki's, they're using hardened, enterprise grade firewalls in their homes. The problems are that the home AV individuals that have installed them, they're not updated, they're not patched. And as a result, everyone can get in. Straight point-to-point IP addressing, port forwarding, all the rest, not encrypted, not secured, and a lot of default passwords, It really becomes something that needs to be solutioned. But quite honestly, even if you were doing everything you should be doing as it relates to remote work or as it relates to other items, if that home network is Swiss cheese, it just gets worse from there. Our team hacked into their first home through the automated, remotely controlled grand piano. You know, one of those you see like in a Four Seasons lobby and the keys go down and you can play music remotely on that piano. And was on the wrong side of the firewall. Team was able to get through and get in and all the rest. So the stories are endless. But what's good is that we have all the solutions. All the solutions, or can work with those solution providers to get things done.
Now, when you say built from the ground up, do you make your own anti-malware for different platforms? Are you finding best of breed? And it looks, on the screen, we can see an awesome user interface you've designed for executives. So you've kept it as simple as possible for them, which is wonderful. How do you do what you do?
Yeah, it has to be easy. It has to be seamless. It has to be something that every single person, because remember, we don't only just protect the executives, but we protect their families, the spouses, kids, significant others. We make sure that home is solid and secure so that it doesn't lead back to a risk to the enterprise. So it has to be something that everyone can use. We build it up. Black Cloak is the endpoint for their cell phone, their tablet, their computer. It's a lot of secret sauce there, a lot of cool things. We just, in October, I think we did a press release on deception. Every single one of our computers has full-blown deception program on it. It's an active honeypot out there, and we do get intrusions that trigger on that as opposed to any other type of endpoint protection. So it's something where we build it literally device are built for this specific purpose, this specific audience. And once again, done so that there's no friction there. We don't want friction. We want ease of use, ease of maintenance, and really something that is comprehensive and holistic.
Now, is this for millionaires only, or is this something where, let's say I were a large retailer and I've got hundreds of executives that I worry about, could I sign up for this? And what if I'm a smaller business? I'm just curious the size and the profile of the clients.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have everything from folks that are not in the Fortune 1000 all the way down to folks that are in Fortune 100 area. You know, some of the accounts, we have hundreds of clients, hundreds of members. It just really depends. But we also have solutions for that 10-person executive team where a company is just, hey, look, 10 executives, they're proud of that executive team. Maybe they have, you know, another 10 people on the board of directors, but they want that C-suite executive leadership team protection. It's never, ever, right, about the numbers. For us, it's always about providing a surety, providing peace of mind back into the company that they're protected. So we'll take on corporations of all sizes. It's pretty easy, right? The companies are the ones that are paying. This is the protection for the other 12 hours of the day to make sure that even if you're doing everything that you need to on the inside of the company, that something from the outside doesn't come back in to bite you in the rear and cause an exposure or a breach. So we're working with companies of all sizes.
Would you offer some kind of plugin or connector to your own dashboard for a CISO, or would they log into it? Maybe they're using Splunk or some SIEM SOAR solution and they want some of this data. Is that possible, or do you bifurcate that because it's personal information?
Yeah, it's a great question. So two different parts to it. So number one, do we want to make sure the CISO knows what we're doing? The answer is yes, but at an aggregate level. So we'll provide aggregate level data, aggregate level statistics back into that CISO and their security team. So we'll go ahead and do that. But once again, it's aggregate only. Key to our approach is making sure that we protect the privacy of the executives and their families through and through. So there's no details on what might have happened, if something happened, all the rest, high level aggregated statistics only. Hey, you had 15,000 data broker profiles removed. You had 37 exposed passwords out there. You've had, 12 different malwares that were found on the different devices. Hey, you've had over the course of the past quarter, 6 different deception alarms, right? But all is green. They know what we're doing. They know that it's working. They know that their executives are being actively targeted. And so we'll do that, but it's an aggregate level only. No real connectors yet, because it is really at that special aggregate level and something that they need to sign out to their director of threat protection or their director of security operations. However they want to do it, we'll work with them.
Dr. Pearson, if someone's running a browser from home, and there's so many SaaS offerings and they're doing work from home with say the Google Cloud offering, they've got a spreadsheet in the cloud, or they're just, maybe they're being keylogged or a business email compromised or ransomware is about to get installed. Can you help protect them even while it's working hours? If it's a, BYOD, except they're not bringing it anywhere. They're bringing their device. they're just hopping in their home office and working from home.
So we protect the executive in their personal life, which means we protect all their personal devices. So we'll protect their personal cell phone, tablet, and computer. Work is always going to protect the work device. The CISO already has they've got all the controls. They have all the web proxies, the EDR systems. They have everything under control there. So we're keenly focused on those other 12 hours of the day, so to speak, but really keenly focused on those other personal devices. So we don't implement into any environment. It's why we're able to be brought on board to large Fortune 500s in quite honestly, a week is the record, but we're able to be brought on pretty quickly. We don't have any corporate data. We don't possess any corporate data. We don't hook into any of your desktops, laptops, servers, email systems, nothing that is related to the inside of the company, which is great. We're not a risk point there. We're an enhancer on the opposite side.
So you're the other side of the coin, which has never been covered before in this way.
Never.
Is it a managed service offering? Are you watching? Do you have a SOC that's watching remotely? You've got a team keeping an eye on it and a threat hunting team and a pen testing team. I would assume you've got a lot going on every day.
So think about it this way. We have a full-blown security operations center that is there for when things are identified, when things are issued, but also we're there proactively. For example, when we're recording this, new Apple pushes and vulnerabilities for 0 days on Apple TV, Watch, and on the Mac and iPad and iPhone across both of those operating systems. We are there. We are pushing out the alerts on it. We are sitting there for 5, 10 minutes, 60 minutes and helping them update and patch devices. We're actually the team that makes it happen, that solves those personal home risks and personal device risks for the executives. So really interactive solution. So we're doing all that. threat hunting. There's not so much threat hunting in the personal life. Once again, it's their personal life, their personal documents. Want to protect them and their privacy.
You said that you're finding a lot of things such as passwords that are out there in the dark web. How do you clean up the dark web? Do you just convince them to be a little smarter with multi-factor auth and other things?
Yeah, so there's no cleaning up the dark web, right? You can clean up the surface web, the regular internet. You can clean that up a bit. But once something is out there, it's out there generally. In terms of deep web, dark web, can't clean it up. What you can do is this. You can solve it. Instead of sending someone an alert that says, hey, your password is out there on the dark web or it's been exposed, and here's the steps maybe that you can do to fix it or you can go to minimize risk, let's actually do it with them and for them. Through the Interactive Black Cloak application, we can go ahead and do a screen share on a mobile phone, on a tablet, on a computer, and we actually will help them. We'll sit there and help them. Password reset, dual factor authentication, and even install and implement encrypted password vaults for them, their whole family. Even getting people on like their trust and estate attorney, their tax person, whoever it is, doing shared folders with them through things. You actually want to solve it, not just send things across that land and go nowhere. We actively solve it. So that bespoke service is super important to making it happen, actually solving this thing.
Now, what if an executive is traveling, maybe traveling internationally, and maybe they're even at risk of being kidnapped? Maybe they're in a country where that's happening. Do you help on that area as well?
So we're kind of Navy SEALs of cybersecurity only, right? So we're protecting their digital life. So we don't protect their physical life in terms of guns, guards, and gates, but we do have a lot of close relationships with people that do.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't yet covered?
No, you know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, we see it each and every day, right? The personal emails that have been compromised, personal documents have been compromised, pictures, the number of extortions that go on there, number of boards that actually have, they're all on their individual personal accounts, number of boards that have decks that are stolen or materials that are stolen out of their personal emails is just absolutely astounding, absolutely astounding. The holistic nature of solving things is just so important. There is no one silver bullet of, oh, let's just add on MFA, or let's just go ahead and put on an antivirus on a computer. Those don't work individually. It has to be a solution that mitigates and shrinks the attack surface for privacy, protects active protection and response to every single device they have and the home, and with that human element to it that is special for this audience. So I think those are the things to keep in mind. And, you know, I will tell you this, we love what we're doing. Our team loves solving these hard problems, loves working with the CISO, Deputy CISO, and their kind of Director of Threat Intel and SOC folks, loves working with them each day to solve those things that are beyond their control.
That's wonderful. And there is a cross correlation between getting breached on my personal devices and how it could affect the company in a very negative way. So absolutely. What you're doing is the missing link in cybersecurity for executives.
Yeah, we think so. And so do all of our clients and all the executives that we have on.
Dr. Chris Pearson, you are the founder and CEO of Black Cloak at blackcloak.io, one of the coolest companies that's doing something very unique, digital executive protection, personal security on the internet from your home to the devices you use to as you travel with your tablets and laptops and phones, staying more secure, which will reduce the risk of a breach.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.
Awesome.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.